Australian Federal Police have confirmed that for the first time it's issued arrest warrants for Australian women suspected of fighting for Islamic State. Some security experts believe this may clear a path back here for the women and children living in a Syrian refugee camp. Gavin Coote has the story.
The Al-Hol refugee camp in northern Syria. It's the reality for thousands of women and children who lived, whether willingly or not, in the caliphate imposed by Islamic State. 20 Australian women are there, along with almost 50 of their children.
They're very concerned about the conditions, being very cold and snowed in. You know, one of the young kids has got terrible frostbite in the hands.
Clark Jones is a criminologist and counter-terrorism expert at the Australian National University. He's also been working in a personal capacity to advise a community group which is trying to get the women and children out of the camp, which has faced brutal winter conditions in recent months. The federal government has resisted calls to bring them back to Australia, citing national security concerns, but it's now been confirmed a number of women are the subject of an arrest warrant. The Australian Federal Police had previously obtained 42 arrest warrants and has now confirmed for the first time they include women. It won't say whether any of the women in the Al-Hol camp are among them, but Clark Jones suspects it's the case.
And, you know, this is the interesting thing with the families, because they're not trying to avoid the law. They are happy to face the law, if that's the case, if there are charges raised.
The AFP says all of the women who are suspected to have travelled to the conflict zone are being investigated for a range of alleged offences. Anthony Billingsley is a lecturer of international relations at the University of New South Wales. He sees it as the clearest indication yet that the government may change its position on getting the women and children out of conflict zones.
We know that people have been able to get out of these camps with the help of the Kurds, provided they've got somewhere to go. And this could be an assumption that these women are going to get out. The warrants won't be issued until, as I understand it, until they get to Australia. So the problem is, how do they get to Australia to be arrested? So we need some sort of action on the part of the government to say, well, okay, we're going to get these people out of there and process them as a result of the warrants.
Some of the Australian women stuck in Syria claim they were duped into joining Islamic State. But the Lowy Institute's Roger Shanahan thinks their role in the terrorist group could be more sinister.
From what we know, the vast majority of them, the adult women, went there after the caliphate was declared, after it was pretty obvious what Islamic State was doing. Their claims to have been tricked or coerced or forced to enter Syrian territory seem pretty sketchy on what they've told, and implausible in terms of the actions. So I don't think we should put too much weight on those claims.
The real murky territory, it would appear, is with the children. But what does this mean for them and their fate?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been the real difficulty about what to do with the children, and perhaps the family groups can be brought back and the parents go to jail on remand, awaiting trials, but at least the family groups are brought back and they're dealt with separately, children to undergo some kind of de-radicalisation program and parents to face the weight of the law. So I think arrest warrants being put out for the women might be seen as a positive sign for the children that perhaps another step in their eventual return has been made.
Caitlin Jones is the Women, Peace and Security Fellow at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs in the United States. She says up until now, Western countries have shown little interest in bringing back their citizens suspected of fighting with IS.
It is interesting that Australia is indicating an interest in addressing the issue domestically, actively, in a way that a lot of other Western countries aren't. So it's an interesting case and could be an example for other countries going forward. My next question would be, well, are there kind of rehabilitation and reintegration programs in place specifically to help these children and, you know, the women that would be returning? My guess is no. I don't think there's any Western country that has reintegration and rehabilitation programs that are specifically directed to women and addressing the reasons they joined ISIS in the first place.
Clark Jones understands why countries like Australia may be hesitant to bring these women home.
But the thing I want to sort of emphasise is the amount of the millions of dollars that have gone into counter-terrorism and counter-violent extremism. Now, if we don't have the capacity or capability here, then that money all has been wasted.
ANU counter-terrorism expert Clark Jones ending that report from Gavin Coote.